With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The proponents of a Liverpool development called The Point were back before Region of Queen's Council with a plan to provide over 100 units of affordable housing. Rumclo Developments Limited recently acquired 7 acres across Shore Road from their proposed Point development. Rumclo laid out their plans to build 22 townhouses in an area they're calling The Curve and 92 apartments made up of 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units in a community dubbed Birchwood Gardens. The developers want the region to commit to extending municipal water and sewer to all their proposed developments in short order. With Mayor Darlene Norman absent, Deputy Mayor Jack Fancy chaired the most recent meeting. Fancy says staff are preparing a report outlining what is required to extend municipal services to the developments.
We should be able to discuss it and have an understanding of what the full implications of will be for the cause.
The report is expected before council in the coming weeks. Other highlights from the June 13th council meeting include a $2,475 grant to the Liverpool Ukulele Cayley Society from the region's Community Investment Fund. The region will borrow $780,000 to cover the costs of Liverpool's Main Street Sewer and Water Project. Council also granted permission to Highway Pentecostal Church to hold church services every Sunday evening in the Liverpool Water parking lot over July and August. Public Works will receive 4 new work trucks. 2 3-quarter-ton heavy-duty pickups will come from Mosher Motors at a cost of $152,000 plus HST. The department asked for a budget of up to $40,000 to buy a mid-sized truck from David Hatt Auto Sales to be used by the building inspector. And a 4th truck was not included in the 23-24 budget, but is needed after a fleet vehicle reached its end of life sooner than expected and needs to be replaced. Council agreed to fund the purchase of a used truck up to $25,000. Public Works will also be taking ownership of a 2023 trackless MT7 tractor from Saunders Equipment Limited in Fredericton at a price of $178,000 plus HST. The tractor will be used for snow removal. In the final piece of business, the new pool came back around for discussion. After much back and forth, council decided to go ahead with plans for an outdoor, 6-lane, 25-foot-long pool with a 0 entry point. After it was determined building an indoor pool is too costly and not feasible at this time. A windbreaking fence and hot tank area are also included on the municipality's wish list. Council will now wait for the project manager and engineer to come back with conceptual drawings so they can begin pricing out the build. The next Region of Queen's Council meeting will take place at the Greenfield Fire Hall on June 27th, beginning at 6 p.m. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.